Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Damien Haffernan with your 7 News briefing for Friday, June 10. An eighth case of monkeypox has been detected in Australia. A man aged in his 40s returning from Europe, the latest to test positive for the rare viral infection. He's now isolating as the Victorian Health Department contacts a small number of his close contacts. Monkeypox is endemic in some parts of Africa, but a number of cases have been reported in several other countries over the past month. Canada recently issued a level 2 monkeypox travel notice to countries including Australia, Britain, and the United States. The hunt is underway for a disgruntled customer who threw hot coffee at a barista in Western Sydney. Shocking CCTV footage posted to social media revealed the moment the customer threw coffee at a man working at a Rose Hill cafe on Thursday morning. What started off as a kind gesture quickly turned ugly when the man offered to pay for a woman's coffee. She declined the offer, but the man persisted and kept trying to give the barista money. When the barista refused to accept it, the man exploded into a fit of rage and began swearing and yelling before throwing two hot drinks straight at the worker. The barista was left with burn marks and a swollen eye following the incident. And two people have been rescued from inside a tank full of chocolate at an M&M's factory in Pennsylvania. Officials in Lancaster County told local media the two people were taken to hospital, although the extent of their injuries is unknown. Rescuers were forced to cut a hole in the side of the tank after it was determined it wasn't safe to simply pull them out. It's unclear how the people fell into the chocolate tank, but reports suggest they were employees. Now here's Gemma Acton with your finance fix.
Thanks, Damien. The Western Australian gaming regulator has followed its peers in New South Wales and Victoria, granting US private equity group Blackstone approval to buy Crown Resorts. Only approval from the Federal Court of Australia remains outstanding. Things are going from bad to worse for energy company AGL, with two more units at its Hunter Valley coal plant, which supplies power to 2 million households, now out of action. This, as it was announced today, that the company's chief customer officer, who last year was unveiled as the group's chief executive in waiting, would be leaving AGL. Job ads rose by 2.1% in May, marking the fifth month running that set a new record. Over the past year, job ads have increased by more than a quarter. After a brutal week for Aussie shares, the misery is continuing into the weekend, with the ASX 200 slipping below 7,000 points for the first time in a month. The index is currently on track for its worst week since 2020. Mining stocks, alongside travel and technology companies, are bearing the brunt of investor pessimism. In the US, the Dow and S&P 500 fell sharply overnight, as did the Nasdaq, thanks to consumer nerves ahead of inflation data set to be released on Friday. The Aussie dollar has dropped to 71.03 US cents, 66.8 euro cents, and $1.11 New Zealand. And that is your finance fix for Friday, June 10, 2022. I'm Gemma Acton.
Thank you, Gemma. And that is your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Haffernan. For more news, head to 7news.com.au or tune into 7 News nightly at 6.
Hold up. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.